The January issue of Cincinnati Magazine is on newsstands now. The cover, Top Doctors, 750 Top Doctors in 43 Specialties. That's the cover article. But as I was paging through the January issue of Cincinnati Magazine, I was struck by some very, very colorful portraits. Matthew Ralston, the photographer, has done a series of portraits of the ventriloquist puppets, or dummies, I guess you would say, at the Vent Haven Museum in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. And the executive editor of Cincinnati Magazine, Linda Vaccarello, was the one who wrote and talked to Matthew about the project, and she's here to talk about it. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I was truly struck when I was leafing through the magazine by these faces that just leap off the page. And Matthew Ralston, fill us in on his background, because a lot of us have probably seen his work and not realized it.
That's right. Matthew Ralston is really a phenomenal photographer. He was in the 70s. He was sort of discovered by Andy Warhol, and he did a lot of the photography for Interview Magazine. Since then, he has expanded. He does a lot of commercial photography for L'Oreal ads and things like that. He's a music video filmographer, and he just does incredible fashion photography, celebrity photography. He does covers on an incredible number of magazines. He did, about a year ago, he did a Rolling Stone cover of the cast of True Blood, with them naked, splattered in blood.
I remember that.
That really a lot of people do remember. So he's quite a notable talent.
Oh, I love how you start the article. You know, if you're in Hollywood and you're sitting down with a session with Matthew Ralston, you know you kind of made it.
That's right.
As it goes. Well, how did Matthew find out about Vent Haven and all the people and stars who reside there?
A couple of years ago, the New York Times Style section did a travel piece, and one of the things in the travel piece was a story about Vent Haven, the Ventriloquial Museum in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. And Matthew lives on the West Coast, but he is an avid New York Times reader, and he saw that, and he saw the pictures, and he was just fascinated. And he flew to Kentucky and went to the museum, met with the members of the board of Vent Haven, and talked to them about the possibility of doing an art photography project there.
And he succeeded in convincing them to do it and hold his equipment, and, well, it was quite a trial. We'll get into that in just a moment. But he decided to do portraits of all these companions for ventriloquists, I guess we could say.
Right.
I hate to call them dummies. That just doesn't seem right there, Linda. But he went through and arranged to do this, and now it's out in a book. I hadn't heard about the book.
Yeah, the book came out just last month. It's brand new, and it's called Talking Heads, the Vent Haven Portraits. And it's comprised, there's a chapter about the history of Vent Haven and pictures of some documents. But the lion's share of the book is 100 giant portraits of these ventriloquial figure faces, and they're really quite striking.
Well, they have such personality. As you look at some of them, even with the age, even with the hinged jaws, they just exude personality. And he's taken these portraits, they're all taken the same way, with no embellishment, just a white background,
right.
and these pieces of art, really. Mm-hmm. And these portraits, I know that there are some famous ventriloquist companions that are in Vent Haven, but they didn't make the cut necessarily.
That's right. None of kind of the famous figures, what, you know, you or I, if you grew up with Charlie McCarthy or Farfel the dog doing Nestle commercials, those figures like that that we remember from the 50s and early 60s aren't in there. He chose figures that really spoke to him, that the face, the expression really said something to him about the human condition. And so some of them are very old, some of them are more recent. But so there is a real wide variety of figures.
And how many of these pieces of art are there in the Vent Haven Museum? I mean, you know, and how many did he take? He didn't do every one that
was
there.
No, he didn't. The Vent Haven Museum, for anybody who has ever been there, is four different small buildings and I'm not sure how many figures they have, but they have hundreds and hundreds of figures.
And so, as you said, stretching through the years as
right.
well. And these portraits, I know you talked to him about the process. This was not just coming in and snapping a picture
right.
Of one of these puppets.
They're all on a white background. He shot them with a real, at a high, high resolution and needed a really strong strobe to do that. So he brought in a generator, the kind of generator you'd use on a movie location to run equipment, to run the strobe. And he used Jennifer Dawson, who is the curator at Vent Haven, to hold the figures and manipulate them in a way that he, you know, until he found kind of the perfect moment. You know, vent figures, some of them, obviously, they all have movable mouths. Some of them have movable noses.
Or ears.
Yes. Yeah, we have one that, you know, the hair on the top will flip up. And so Jennifer worked with him. She was the only one who actually touched the figures. And she manipulated them until they were kind of at a point at which he felt, you know, he wanted to photograph them.
And the work, I noticed in the interview that you pass along in the January issue of Cincinnati Magazine that you asked him why it took so long, and it's back to the art of photography where it's not just snapping the portrait.
Right.
A lot of the work's done afterwards, and even though these were digital, there was still work to do.
That's right. And his work was, in many cases, you know, he says, you know, when you're shooting glamorous people, your work after you take the photographs is to hide all their flaws. Well, in this case, I mean, what he worked with in these figures was to bring out the nuances, the patina, the nuances of wear, the nuances of aging, and to, you know, to really give a sense of all of the textures that these faces have.
And this was, did he ever say something comparing these portraits to the portraits that he does in Hollywood? I mean, are these easier stars to work with? Did he comment about that?
Well, I think that, you know, when he's working with Lady Gaga, he builds sets, and obviously there's a whole lot more posing that can go on because he's working with a living person who has, you know, a more highly articulated face and body. But, you know, he didn't really talk about that. But his real effort here was to kind of make it very straightforward and really focus on the humanity that each of the vent figures is trying to capture. And so there was a whole lot of meditation, I think, that went into finding the right way to handle each of these figures.
And I learned from your interview as well that while these portraits are showing up in a book, he also made prints of them. And these must be striking prints from
right.
your description.
He has made these 5x5 prints.
And that's 5 feet by
yes,
5 feet.
Right, 5 feet by 5 feet print, these gigantic prints. And he would like to do an exhibit. Now, he hasn't made arrangements to do that yet. But he sees this as an art project.
Well, it's truly art when you know, look at these faces. And frequently the reaction is, oh, that makes me spooky. But these portraits in the magazine are striking, just the color and all involved. And the craftsmanship in these, too. This really brings out that art there.
It really is a testament to a craftsman and a performer working together to create something that really is a reflection of ourselves as humanity.
I love seeing it, and thanks for bringing these stars to light here, Linda.
Wonderful to be with you.
The executive editor of Cincinnati Magazine, Linda Vaccarello, talking about her interview in the January issue called Dumb Luck, talking about photographer Matthew Ralston and his portraits of the figures at the Vent Haven Museum and Fort Mitchell. You can learn more about Vent Haven and Cincinnati Magazine and Matthew Ralston, too, I suppose, when you visit our website, wvxu.org. Thanks again, as always, Linda.
Thanks.